I call this meeting to order, 4:32 p.m. in room 420 of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving to agenda item 2, roll call. Senator Green?
Present.
Senator McKinney? Present. Senator Merkley?
Present.
Senator Wilcox?
Present.
Senator Wilday? She's absence excused. Moving to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, moving to agenda item 6. A, election of vice chair. How do I do this one, Dr. B?
Sorry?
Do I seek a motion?
Yes, you seek a motion to nominate a vice chair.
I seek a motion to nominate a vice chair to the Committee on Government Operations. Senator Wilcox?
I move to appoint a vice chair to the committee.
Nominate
Senator Green.
Okay,
I nominate Senator Green.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Senator Green, you now have time to give a 3-minute presentation on why you believe you should be vice chair of the Committee on Government Operations.
Well, I don't think I could give as good of a speech as Gordon. But I was an intern last semester, and so I did a lot of going through the SAS just on my own. And so I haven't read straight through the whole thing, but I've read through the rules of the Senate, I've read through the Constitution, and I feel like so far where I'm at, I feel pretty familiar with the SAS, but some of my goals are to kind of go through, I want to personally read through the SAS by the end of the semester, and be pretty thorough with it. Some of the other goals I have, specifically, I want to look at the Sustainable Nevada Initiative Fund and see if there's things that we can change in the SAS to add more structure to it, and or more infrastructure to it, because I think that's what is needed. That's about it.
Awesome. There's now a 3-minute period of question and answer. Questions for Senator Graham? Senator Fox?
Do I have to go through the chair too? I can just directly ask him a question. Do you want this position?
I do.
That's my only question.
I didn't prepare like a full-on speech.
No, no.
I had it in my head that I do want this position.
Okay, sweet.
Are there any other questions for Senator Green? All right, seeing none. Wait, Dr. B, do I go into like, do we comment on
anything?
I
think I have time to move. You can go to discussion.
Alright, we are now
allowed
to discussion.
Have to leave.
Unattended. Due to Nevada Women Law, you do not have to leave, but it is recommended.
So, is this like super formal? Do we always, like, are we still doing this, or can we just have a conversation?
Can I make this part informal?
No, it's Robert's rules.
Okay.
Senator Fox.
Okay. I feel like he's a good candidate. I wasn't planning on running for vice chair. I kind of just got thrown into government ops, but Senator Merkley, were you planning on running?
Senator Merkley?
Through the speaker to Senator Wilcox, I was not planning on running for vice chair position, so this works out great.
Do you guys believe that he is qualified for the position? Senator Wilcox?
I believe that he's qualified. Being a legislative intern last semester, I think he does have like decent experience with the SAS, and he seems like a relatively driven human being, so I think like if he doesn't have experience, he'll try and get exposure and like try, I don't know, he already has an initiative and like wants to change the sustainability, and that's further than I've looked into anything, so.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Any more discussion? Seeing none, we will move to a vote. All in favor of approving Senator Green as Vice Chair of the Committee on Government Operations? Please say aye.
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 Any abstentions? Seeing none. All right. Congratulations, Senator Green, as being a vice chair of Committee on Government Operations. Moving into agenda item 6B, committee goals. I just kind of asked you guys just to come up with a few goals. I know, Senator Wilcox, you came into this committee pretty late, so I'm not expecting, like, many goals from you. But from Senator Merkley and Senator Green, I would like to hear your guys' goals and just hear what you guys believe this committee should be able to accomplish within this next fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Green?
So I kind of already talked about two of mine so far. I think it'd be good for all of us to try and start reading through the SAS, just start going through it. You know, that's pretty much what this committee's about. And then there was also, I looked at the minutes from the first government operations meeting from the last session, and one of their goals was trying to create like a simpler, more condensed version of the SAS for the students, so that's not so intimidating to look at. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they ever like went after that, but I thought it was a really good idea, and I think it's something that we could also look at doing.
Awesome. Senator Merkley?
I agree. I think a like simplified form of, you know, things that are really pertinent to the students is a good idea. I think in general, just upholding the values of the SAS during certain hearings of people wanting to change it. I know from our meeting last night, that it seemed like there were some people that are wanting to do some changes. So definitely sticking to our values on the SAS. And I think too, like, you know, we obviously want to always, you know, like we say, this is a living, breathing document. So we want to constantly be updating it. So just a goal of, you know, combing through this entire document throughout our time in the 86th session is just a good idea, and I think that it's doable within the year that we have left. So, however, the chair wants to divvy up those responsibilities, I think it would be a good idea.
Some of the ideas that I received by Vice President Bradley and previous Government Operations Chair Thummel, they said that not much legislation was pushed through during the first semester for Government Operations. It was mostly like they were kind of trying to get like acquainted with the SAS and everything like that, and they were just learning. So one of the things they told me to do, and one of the goals that I would like to have, is divvy up all of us to one different department within ASUN, so we can consistently meet up with like director or people within that department, so we can meet, like, we can change the SAS to their needs and wants, because this is like a breathing, living document, like you said. And then what Senator Mata said last night about the pronouns, we're already doing some legislation on that. Senator Mata reached out to me. I'll be showing that to you guys and everything like that. So that is another thing that's upcoming. Basically, we are the committee that changes the rules of what we have to follow, which, if you think about it, that's super important. It's super, we have to be super meticulous with our actions. We have to make sure that all of them are going for the best and not what our needs exactly, but the needs of the whole association. So just talking to people, Speaker Martinez came up with a couple of good ideas already. So just to keep it in mind for the future, he brought up parliamentarian election instead of appointment for the SAS change. He also brought up that the oath of the speaker is signed by the speaker. So to change that, the oath of the speaker should be signed by the secretary instead. Change gender pronouns, that was Senator Mata. And then make it mandatory that oversight 1 week after the first Senate session. And also within the SAS, if you guys look up what to fix manager, this is something that we should change within the SAS as well, because it's in there. It's something that we should have appointed according to the SAS, but we didn't because it's not followed anymore, so might as well revise it. Just some things like that to keep in mind for the future. Just always come up with ideas, always go through this document. What I wanted to do is basically go through 5 pages a day. That's a goal for myself. I feel like that should be a goal for most of us. We don't have to read the whole document. It's impossible to memorize this whole thing. But basically, just look through it, look for like errors, see what you guys think, just stuff like that. Any other goals? So I agree.
Also, just like anytime we do get legislation that comes to our committee, just being really thorough about going through it before we send it to Senate, mm-hmm. making sure there's no errors, making sure that if it's changing something in the SAS, making sure we understand fully what it's changing, you know. So,
since we are all first year, like ASUM, we're all first year Senate. talking to people that have more experience than us, because a lot of these SaaS changes have a reasoning behind it that we do not know. So just getting their information, their like input on it is very important. So, any more goals? Seeing none, I'll move to agenda item 7, public comment. Okay, so Dr. Beatty, point of information. Mm-hmm. Am I allowed to, at this point, say something that isn't on the agenda that I would like to talk about in future reference?
Yeah, you just can't make any decisions on anything.
Okay, so the piece of legislation passed, that was not passed and was tabled to our committee last night. Mm-hmm. Just make sure you do some background information on it, because that will be on the agenda next week. So do your research, do investigating, make sure that you understand what the document has and the piece of legislation that we need to fix.
And just something I'm not saying, just something to consider is like, everyone always sees legislation as a binary, like you pass it or you don't, but you can change it, right? So like say everyone liked creating the department, but they didn't like the SNF SWIFT. You could break that up and just do separate pieces of legislation and say, oh, we want to create the department, and then we'll address the SNF SWIFT thing later, right? So always just keep that in mind, and that's kind of what I was hearing last night. And it'll shake out however it shakes out when you guys talk about it and do whatever you want to do. But it's not always a binary, right? Sometimes you can take a piece of legislation, and if you like half of it, you can amend it at the table to accept that half and not the other half, or vice versa, or whatever.
Thank you, Dr. Pete. Any more public comment? Seeing none, moving to agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 4:44 p.m.